Belinda Audiobooks presents this unabridged recording of Burning for Revenge, written by John Marsden and read by Susie Doherty. Be sure to visit our website on www.belinda.com. Details of other available and forthcoming Belinda audiobook releases can be found at the end of this recording. And now, here's your narrator, Susie Doherty, with Burning for Revenge.
The book begins with a dedication. To my sister Louise Marsden, with much love. Acknowledgements. Many thanks to Charlotte and Rick Lindsay, Rachel Angus, Mary Edmonston, Miss Ed, Paul Kenny, Catherine Proctor, and Helen Kent. Chapter 1. The summer storms are the wildest. Maybe that's because they're so unexpected, because they can really rip a place apart. It's like the sky saves it all up, then lets it go in one huge blast. The air shakes. There's nothing soft or gentle about the rain. It pours down, a huge, heavy torrent that wets you to the skin in half a minute. The thunder's so close and loud you can feel it all around you, like a landslide or an avalanche. And sometimes there's hail. Before the war, I found summer storms exciting. I enjoyed the noise and the violence and the out-of-control wildness, even though I knew there'd be problems afterwards. Trees blown down or struck by lightning, fresh-shorn sheep getting dangerously cold, creeks flooding. Occasionally, the problems came during the storms. One time, I had to go out in massive rain to move a small mob of ewes because a falling tree brought down their fence and the rams were getting horny. I started moving the mob, but Millie, the dog, got a bit excited, and when one sheep went the wrong way, she chased it straight into the creek. The creek was running at a million